Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Oakland City Hall is going to need to put out a couple of want ads as the city's top finance chief quietly resigned recently amid an ongoing budget crisis, marking just the latest departure. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Phil Mateer, our KCBS insider. And Phil, we know about the city hemorrhaging money. Why is it hemorrhaging staff?
Well, there's a couple of things going on, not the least of which is the fact that it's hemorrhaging money, which always increases tensions between staff and the politicians. The second reason we're seeing a transition is because there is a transition going on in the mayor's office. We've had former Mayor Xing Tao recalled, and then we've had former Congresswoman Barbara Lee elected to replace her. In the interim, we've had Kevin Jenkins, who is the president of the council, running things, and everybody sort of got half a hand in it, and it's a lot of cooks in the old kitchen, and some people are getting burned. In the case of the finance director, what we're talking about, Erin Roseman here, is that she got into hot water with the council about a year ago, November, when she issued a report raising the specter of possible bankruptcy unless the council and city stopped what she called feckless spending. That report was up for a couple of hours and then quickly taken down by the city administrator, who replaced it with the same report, but with a lot softer language. But that got tensions going between Roseman and the city council members, who increasingly, remember, wanted to use a sale from the Coliseum to help balance the budget. Some people questioned that, you know, whether that was a smart move. Then there was the question about, you know, whether they weren't putting out the bonds to repair the roads because their credit rating had dropped to the point where the bonds weren't going to make that much money. The council didn't like that action because they like to be able to point and say we're doing something. And most recently, I thought was really classic, was there were somebody ordered 37 new police cars without finding the money to pay for them. So the police cars are sitting in a dealership lot in San Leandro, and Oakland doesn't have the money to buy them. So the council said, well, we can use the money. And we said, what money would you use? And he said, the money for maintaining cars and trucks for the city. So in other words, all their maintenance money would go into buying new cars rather than maintaining the current fleet. You put all that together, and it's not a question of, you know, why she left. It was a question of what took her so long.
So what impact is this going to have on the new Barbara Lee administration?
Well, Barbara Lee is already in there. You know, she's been at City Hall about four times a week. She's meeting with department heads, and she's going along trying to make it as smooth as possible of a transition. And the acting mayor, Kevin Jenkins, has put together a two-year budget that's pretty severe. I mean, we're going to hear like 100 layoff notices are going to be sent out, but the actual people being laid off is going to be closer to maybe 12. Everybody else is going to do what they call bump back, take another position that's vacant or something like that. I think that the biggest two changes ahead are that they're going to be sort of moving away from spending on the homeless as much and saying that's the county's responsibility. So they're going to move that over to the county. That's a big chunk. They're going to also probably, you're going to see a lot of the nonprofits, sort of community-based programs be slashed in favor of just basic services like police and fire. That's at least what the game plan is now. But as we know about Oakland, everything is subject to change, and it's like the weather. You better check it daily because you never know when there's a storm on the horizon.
Exactly. It's only Friday, Phil. Monday could be totally different. All right. Thank you very much. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.